And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
University Hospital's Staff for Life Helicopter Service is celebrating its 30th anniversary this month. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Leanne Johnson, Chief Flight Nurse for the Helicopter Service. Leanne, it's my understanding that the Staff for Life Helicopter Service is the third helicopter service in the state of Missouri and the 54th in the country. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We had the only helicopter service in mid-Missouri, and we were the third in the state.
About how many flights do you do per year?
We do about 1,000 a year, patient missions, about 30,000 total.
And you've been with the flight team since 1984?
That's correct. I worked in the ICU before coming to the flight team in 1984.
What's changed since you began in 1984 in terms of the helicopter service?
There's been a lot of changes over the years. Well, the big one is we have three helicopters now instead of just one. We started originally here with one helicopter at University Hospital. Now we have a helicopter down at the Lake of the Ozarks to serve that area. And we also have one over near Truman Lake at Warsaw-Lamont area. And that's Staff for Life 3 over to the west.
And I understand you just received a brand-new helicopter that is added to your fleet.
We do. We have a new McDonnell Douglas MD-902, and it's a new black and gold paint job, and it just looks fabulous. It'll be a nice addition to our fleet, and everyone should really look for it.
Tell me, how did the helicopter service get started originally?
Well, originally, the helicopter service was the need for emergency transport from the rural areas in Missouri was seen by Dr. Mitchell, a founding, kind of the founding father of trauma in this area, and he's recognized nationwide. He recognized that patients weren't getting to a trauma center quick enough to impact and save their lives. So he started the program back in the early days with a cooperative agreement with the Highway Patrol helicopter, and they did a trial period to see if there was a need, and they found that it was making a difference in outcome of patients. So with that start, we got our first helicopter after that, and we've been flying patients to the University Hospital Trauma Center ever since.
Tell me some of the new technology that you would find on board this new helicopter.
Well, we have all kinds of new technology. Technology just changing all the time. We have monitors, defibrillators, pulse oximetry, intidal. I mean, it just goes on and on. We most recently have ultrasound machines to detect chest injuries. We have many lab machines to do blood work in the air. It's just pretty amazing from the early days where we are now.
So it sounds like it's almost a flying intensive care unit.
Yes, that's correct. It's pretty much a flying ICU or ER. We got a little bit of room up there, but we're just kind of a flying intensive care room.
It is amazing when you think about it. You know, I understand this new helicopter has a bit more room in the cabin area for you, the nurses and paramedics, to move around and take care of the patient.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of this new helicopter. There's going to be more space to take care of patients up there.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing University Hospital's Staff for Life Helicopter Service's 30th anniversary. Leanne, who's on board the helicopter?
Well, it's a highly trained team. We just have the best of the best as far as our team goes. We have a flight nurse who's trained in critical care, and we have a flight paramedic who's also trained in critical care and pre-hospital. And then we have an aviator, a pilot, that has many, many hours of flight experience before they begin flying with us.
And you said there are three helicopters, one stationed here at University Hospital in Columbia, and then the other two, one at the lake and one in Lamont.
That's correct. We have three ships, and they're flying and busy most of the time.
What is the area of operation for these helicopters? In other words, how far out can each one go?
We fly about 150-mile radius, and We'll go out. Our average flight time is probably about 30 minutes, but that varies. A trip from the lake is anywhere from 20, 25 minutes up to the university, to the trauma center, or other medical conditions that require urgent time, like STEMIs and strokes. They also need the speed of the aircraft.
What's the protocol for when a helicopter is called or when the call comes in to you guys to actually go to an accident scene or a trauma scene or to some place to pick up a patient? What's the protocol? What necessitates the call to you guys to get there?
Either a hospital, a rural hospital, or a rural EMS agency recognizes the need for the helicopter, and they activate us by calling our 800 number. We get a pager tone out on our radio, and we're here 24/7, and that is our job to be ready to go. And so when we get that tone out on our radio, we respond quickly to the helicopter, and we're off in usually five to 7 minutes tops, and we're on our way to the scene of the accident.
On top of patient flights where you're going to trauma scenes or accident scenes, there's also patient transports and a pediatric transport team as well, correct?
Yeah, our Women and Children's Hospital has a specialized team that comes out of that unit, or that hospital, I mean, over there with the pediatric ICU and the neonatal level 3 nursery for premature babies. They bring their specialized equipment and their specialized training and go take care of that patient population. They get on board this helicopter and go out and take care of those patients.
You had mentioned earlier, Dr. Mitchell, and I think it's fascinating when you look back at his efforts all the way back from the 60s, 70s, 1980s, before really there was such a thing as a trauma center, where he developed that idea, not only here in Missouri, but it's really kind of went around the country. Is it not true?
Dr. Mitchell's visionary. He's nationally known by his colleagues and everyone since then in the surgical trauma world with all of his things that he's done over the years and his insights into the American College of Surgeons, which he's always been very active with. We've just been very, very lucky to have him here at University Hospital and to grow our program and to have such a nationally known person here involved with us.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations on 30 years. I'd like to thank you for being my guest on Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.